Carlton is speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is so pleased and honored to be your loyal host, week in and week out, right here on 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB, as we bring to you information that has to do with the local community. We address issues that are of national significance. We talk about issues that have to do with international concerns. We have those motivational moments where we just want to be inspired. We have those discussions that really challenge us to think critically about some of the issues that affect our lives. We talk about economics. We talk about finance. We talk about fitness. Health matters that covers health from a variety of angles. Whether it has to do with exercise for the women, exercise for the men, developmental stages of our children, all the way into the teen years. And we make it all relevant so that it's information that you can grab hold of and use in your everyday lives. All of it designed to help us come together as a team, a mighty team, a powerful team, dedicated to celebrating diversity, dedicated to helping each other build ourselves as individuals, build each other as family, build each other as community on the local, state, national, and international levels. And it's so good when we have guests in the house who help to bring about information that we can use. And again, on all those different levels. Joining me again today is historian and executive director of the Lucy Craft Laney Museum, Mrs. Christine Betts. Good to have you in the house again. How are you doing?
Nice to be with you today. It's such a beautiful day outside.
Yes,
it is. Very beautiful.
Very beautiful. Did it get chilly at all last night?
Just a tiny bit, not much.
And feeling good today.
Yeah, it feels very nice today.
Yeah, whether we want to wear a short sleeve, long sleeve, a sweater, a light jacket, today is a good day for all of us.
That's right. We have to make it happen.
That's right. So have you been since the last time I saw you?
Oh, I've been doing very well. I went away for 3 days. I went to the Highlands in North Carolina and got some rest.
Good.
And I'm ready to go again.
All right.
Yes.
That's so important, though, that we get that rest that we all need.
That's absolutely right. And I don't get as much as I need, but I try.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting. Like, I walked in this morning and got started again, and I walked out in the just before I came here, and the flowers were blooming and the butterflies were outside, and I thought, oh, I wish we had a lot of children today so they could see the butterflies flying around and everything. It's very nice.
I tell you what, the butterflies, I mean, they're so quiet, but when you see them, they can just do so much for the soul.
Oh, they really can. And they move so slowly and quietly. And it's really beautiful. Yeah. Yes.
Well, you know, you have a lot going on. You mentioned that you don't get as much rest as you should, as you need to, but you do get that rest sometimes. What are some of the things that keep you busy?
Well, we do. Well, first of all, it's the legacy. And we have to keep in mind that that's what we are here for. Lucy Craft Laney's legacy. And we do it through our mission, art, history, and preservation. So all of those areas have to be maintained in such a way that it would be preserved. Mm-hmm. And so I have to do a lot of funding. And so we have to go to different organizations and companies to seek funding from them. And sometimes they just come by and see us. And we have luncheons, senior luncheons. And one of the things that's really neat about the senior luncheons is a lot of the people who, well, I would say about half of the people who come to the luncheon, they don't go out at night.
Okay.
But during the day, we have a very nice luncheon for them, mm-hmm. and they enjoy it thoroughly. Last week, we had about 30 people from Columbia County, from one of the senior citizens' homes. And that was really, really nice. And
so
they enjoyed
it
thoroughly.
Every Wednesday?
No, every second Wednesday.
Every second Wednesday.
Right.
Okay.
And we have a different topic. Like this last week, we had the quilt exhibition. And I want to remind you again, it will be up until the 30th of December. So you still have time to come and view it. And every time I go into that room, I see something different. They're all quilts. But there's a different theme that goes with each one of them. And at the same time, it causes you to really view the past and how our forefathers come into action at that time. So it's really good.
Are the quilts different thicknesses, or are some of them thin, or are some real thick, or are they all the same?
Both. It depends on who the quilter is. And some of the quilters, theirs very thin. And you may recall when you were small, your grandmother made quilts, or someone in your family made quilts, and they were so heavy.
Yes, ma'am.
And the reason they were so heavy was because they used them for warmth.
Exactly.
And now, as the time passes, they're thinner because we use them for artistic reasons. And they're on the walls, they're on chairs, and that kind of thing. And so they're just used for beauty.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So more for beauty, very, very seldom for warmth now.
Not necessarily, not very much. That's
okay.
Not the primary purpose for mm-hmm. them now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. And so people putting on walls, or people adorning their beds with decorative quilts as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Have those as well. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you're staying busy, definitely staying on top of everything that's happening. I'm amazed at how you keep up with all the details of everything that's happening at the museum.
Yes.
I couldn't remember, Mrs. Betts, is the museum a designated historical site?
Yes. It's an historic site.
Okay.
And so it's worthy of preservation. And Lucy Craft Laney was the educator that made so many contributions. And at the same time, she maintained that home. And all the children and adults as well. One of the things that I really enjoy about when I'm looking at or studying Lucy Craft Laney's history, she did so many things. However, she worked very closely with others, like C.T. Walker and many of the others that we revere. She was in that community. And she did everything that she possibly could to ensure that children got a good education and at the same time that her community would be one that is worthy of sharing. Okay. So it was an excellent story. And every day it appears that I find some information that I haven't seen before or heard before. So it's a walk-in history experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's not just the older people. You mentioned the senior citizens' home, the residents came and visited, but you're also focusing on children. Do you find that it's fairly easy to get children interested enough to visit the museum, or is that kind of a challenge?
It's a challenge. But the children are interested, but someone has to bring them to the museum. And we do a lot of outreach in regards to making sure that the community people have the opportunity to come to the museum, but we have to make sure that we make sure that that information gets out to them. And it's very difficult. You can put information in all the churches, all the centers, all the homes, and still not get as many students that you need. And one of the things about our particular area is that we are in the inner city, yes, as you can say. A lot of people used to live there, but they don't live there anymore. No. And so we don't have as many children in the community. Right. That, for example, when I first came to the museum, there were lots of children in the Laney Walker district. And someone reminded me about the library. Mm-hmm. And so there were just, at the beginning, there were many students that came. And there was a school, too, not too far from the museum. But now it's different. We don't have very many children in the Laney Walker district. You see a lot when they come to church on Sunday morning.
Right.
Dozens and dozens of children at church on Sunday morning. But they go back to their respective areas. Mm-hmm. And so that's why, one of the reasons why we have to do so much outreach. Yeah. But we work on it all the time.
So what age groups do you all really, when it comes to the kids, what age groups do you?
Just about all of them, 5 to 12. When we're talking about camps, for example, 6 to 12. Sometimes we have students at the age of 5. If they're very, the parents have been working with during the childhood. And so it's, some people come, like the teenagers come, for example. They can serve as volunteers. They can participate in the camp process, but at the same time, they can do other things for the children, for example. And so they get volunteer experience.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's good to know, I mean, that the museum is there for the community.
Right.
The community includes our children.
That's right.
And that museum is for our children as well.
That's
we
absolutely
true. We just need, like
true.
You said, our parents, our big brothers and big sisters, somebody, uncle, somebody, to help get the children out there so that they can see
that's
what
that's absolutely. Happened. I think I mentioned last week that we are having Breakfast with Santa.
Yes.
On the first Saturday in December. And we're just hoping that we get a larger, much larger number than we've gotten before. Mm-hmm. And we encourage the parents to stay because they'll have music, they'll see Santa, they'll do games, they do painting, and of course they have a lot of cookies and et cetera,
yeah.
Christmas cookies, and they have a wonderful, wonderful time. Now the other thing that they do is, that we do is the children go on a trolley tour.
Yes.
And we we ask all of the parents to stay and participate because the idea is that we should get the children aware of the community, but the parents don't know either. And so we want the parents to be involved. And so we're hoping this year we're going to have a much, much greater camp experience or Breakfast with Santa experience.
Breakfast with Santa. First Saturday in December. And that'll start at what time?
It will start at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock in the a.m., everybody. Stay with us. Mrs. Christine Betts and I will be right back.